Radio 1. Radio 1.
Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And now live from the home of Blue Pearl, it's the Chris Moyle Show. Coming up today, the host of the Radio 1 Breakfast Show will be showing us how to look after our socks and stop them shrinking in our new feature, Terror Socks.
Fire to the bone. Fire.
But now, please welcome a man whose socks smell of toasties. It's Chris Moyle.
BBC would like to announce that the next scene is not considered suitable for family viewing.
Chris Moyle, Comedy Dave, Melinda, and Will, the real dream team.
Very useful indeed, having arms as long as...
Chris Moyle, on
to the unique way the BBC is funded when Mark and Lark go on holiday, Joe Wiley and I do an extra hour for free. But apparently, in the contract, you're welcome. But we know we couldn't be happier. We said this all the time, we couldn't be happier to do an extra hour for you, the listening public, out there in radio land. So, 15 songs back-to-back coming up right now, starting with TLC. I'm Chris Moyle, it's Dave of Radio 1. This is Dave. Hiya, and Mel.
Hello.
And Will.
Hello.
We got a couple of drinks yesterday, didn't we?
Who?
Us, me and Mel.
Did you?
Yeah. You weren't here, sorry. Alright. We had fun, didn't we, with our new mate, Dave?
Yeah, it was good.
We've got a new Dave, mate.
Mad Dave.
Oh, really? Yeah. He's not mad.
Oh, he is mad.
I wouldn't mess with him.
I saw him punching that thing.
Yeah, alright, let's not go into that. Ooh, we can knock it. He ripped his T-shirt as well,
did he?
Yeah, trying to get into the girls' toilets. It was a very strange afternoon that I had yesterday. But trust me, it was
an afternoon, not night time.
Yeah, afternoon.
It's kind of tea time.
It's kind of molded into one. We had a great laugh.
Good.
Great laugh we did. So, this morning you may have heard Coxie talking about the Madonna gig and how to win tickets. Shall we get some tickets away later?
Yeah, go
on. We did have 10 pairs of tickets to give away this afternoon, but by the time me, Dave, Will and Mel have taken our share, it's only a couple of pairs, I think it is, that's all that is left. Sorry, but, you know, these things go for a fortune down the market. Hmm. Think I'm going to give them away on the air? You must be joking. What do you think I am, stupid? A couple of £100 each, these are worth.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing that later on. We've got the knot to do later. We'll do some phone calls. And we've got some nice records to play for you to enjoy. Tap your foot along to and maybe hum. And because we're on for an extra hour today, we used to fill the extra hour with Dave's introductory service, which was a chance for you at home or at work to play against Dave.
Hello.
And see if you can beat him on guessing the song from the 90s. We've kind of done that today on this extra hour business.
And we've left all the CDs at home.
Yeah, don't mention that. So to prove that we can do an extra hour, not a problem, we can fill it with top-notch entertainment, we're going to play...
What?
Go on. What?
Tell them what we're going to play. What are you doing
today, Miller?
I'm just trying to find some music. You tell them what we're going to play.
We're going to play a new game called, can I have some music for it?
I'm going to find the music when you introduce it, you see.
A new game called, Who Wants to Be a Music Square?
There's nothing to do, by the way, with the fact that we have the CD
with all the music on. This is just, it's a brand new feature.
You know, isn't this a cheap pun around Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Not at all, it's completely different. What are the rules for Who Wants to Be, what is it?
Who Wants to Be a Music Square?
What are the rules for that then, Dave?
Well, 15 questions.
Right, this is no other quiz like it on the planet.
What we'll do is we'll get somebody on the phone.
Right.
And each question has four possible answers.
What's the name of the quiz again?
Who Wants to Be a Music Square?
Alright. So 15 questions.
Yep.
Right. And the questions are all about
music
from the 90s.
Hence the name Who Wants to Be a Music Square.
Right, okay. And you get points for each one you answer, right?
Yes.
And if you answer all 15 questions, how many points do you get?
15. A million points.
A million points! Wow! So, how does that work then? The first question is worth how many points?
100 points.
All right, and then the question two, if you get that right, you have?
200 points.
Question three?
300 points.
Question four?
500 points.
Question five?
1,000 points.
Now, what happens at that point there?
Now then, you have to be careful because the drops start getting a bit steeper.
Right, but also the prizes get bigger.
Bigger, yes.
Right. If you get the 1,000 point question,
that's safe.
Oh, I see. So that's a milestone.
That's the first milestone.
Are there any other milestone questions?
Well, there is. There's another one on 32,000.
All right.
You
okay.
Know, you get there, that's safe as well.
Right. Do you have just one life, or do you have any?
No, you have three lives, in fact.
Three lives.
Yeah.
Right. And what are those three lives?
How are we going to do this, by the way? The lives.
We haven't thought about that yet. Yeah.
What are the three lives, Dave?
Off the studio.
Yeah.
And 50-50.
And phone a friend.
You can't be asked to phone a friend.
No,
it gets too complicated. Actually,
ask Dave.
Hang on. Let's make it. Who out of all our mates knows the most about music?
I'm not phoning James.
Yeah. So you've got ask the studio audience.
Phone your
50-50, and phone one of our mates. Where we will phone one of our mates on your behalf.
Right.
It's going to die in its arse, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think so. Right, so if you want to play that, Who Wants to Be a Music Square, it's 08700 100 100. Your knowledge of 90s music has to be excellent. Because if it's not, and you go out on the 300-point question, then you're a loser. And we shall forever take the pee out of you. 08700 100 100. It's a brand new quiz. Brand new to Radio 1. Who Wants to Be a Music Square? If you want to play, call now. So Radio 1's got 200 tickets to give away for Madonna's one-off gig at London's Brixton Academy. It's a week tomorrow, isn't it?
Yep,
28th of November. And Radio 1 is the only station in the UK to have tickets. 200 tickets to give away. We're going to give away some tickets this afternoon, sometime later. Wow. All you got to do is listen out for Madonna saying something, and we'll probably tell you what she's going to say. Just to make it easy. Do you know what I mean? Mm. That's why I can go, what will she say? Ooh, I'll be Madonna saying something. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Gotta make it easy. Yeah?
Yeah, fine.
So,
yeah.
After four, we're gonna do it.
Okay.
I don't know if I should give this amount of clues away.
You are giving a lot away, really, considering it's
Sorry. Turn me off. Okay, fair enough then. So, anyway, sometime later on this afternoon, we'll be doing a Madonna contest. I'll tell you what to listen out for in just a bit.
It promises to do absolutely enormous things. This is called It Feels So Good from Sonny.
It's Mary Ann Hobbs, and here it is, the dazzling new single from Foo Fighters, Break Out.
You know you make me break
out.
There you go, it's Mojo and Lady Hearman tonight. Are you ready, Dave?
I'm ready, yeah.
It's so original, isn't it? Hello, Matt.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm just dandy, thank you.
Dandy, yeah, very nice. There you go.
And,
this is Matt from London. He's 25 and dandy. And works in advertising, has a girlfriend called Victoria.
Hi.
All right.
I've used her station many times, my friend. That didn't mean to come out sound like a double entendre, by the way. All right, so what are you doing advertising?
Well, funnily enough,
who cares?
I make adverts.
Oh, very good. What's your knowledge of music like from the 90s?
It's pretty darn hot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You sure?
I am sure.
Are you ready to play our exciting new feature?
Let's rock.
Let's play Who Wants to Be a Music Square. Sound effects, mate. Yeah? Do you like it? Very professional, yeah. Right, the first lot are easy, and if you don't get them right, you're a moron. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Faye, H, Lisa, Lee, and Claire are all members of which band? Is it A, 5, B, A1, C, Step, or D, U2?
I'm going to go crazy and go to C, Step.
It's good. All right, for 200 points, former Neighbours star Natalie Imbruglia is from which country? A, England, B, Australia, C, Finland, or D, Angola?
That's B, Australia.
The right answer. All right, 300 points. How many members are in the band 5? Is it A, 2, B, 3, C, 4, D, 5?
This is a tricky one, but I'm going to go for 5.
Is the right answer. All right, for 500 points, it's a great question. In the hit 7 Days, what were Craig David and his newly acquired girlfriend making on Wednesday? Was it A, chutney, B, guacamole, C, love, or D, toad in the hole?
Amongst the others, I'd say love.
You sure?
Final answer.
All right, and this is for your milestone question.
Wow.
Yeah, this is for 1,000 points. By the way, if you get 1,000,000 points, you can cash that in at the stall over there for a pencil.
Whoa.
Okay.
Don't put the pressure on.
I'm sorry, mate. What was the title of the Spice Girls' first UK single release? What was the title of the Spice Girls' first UK single release? Was it A, Wannabe? Was it B, Killer Bee? Was it C, Bumblebee? Or was it D, Wasp?
A, Wannabe.
It's good, that's 1,000 points!
Crazy.
Wow, you're doing well, my friend. All right, we're going to play records, then go to the news, and play some more records, and then you'll be back. So I have to play... Oh, we've run out of time! Sorry, my friend, but we'll be back, right?
Okay.
All right, okay. Congratulations so far to Matt, 25 from London, who's playing Who Wants to Be a Music Square? Is it working well, Matt, for you?
Yeah, this works.
Cheers. Sold out for an hour already.
The double, isn't
it? I wish he worked in management.
Friday night.
True Steps and Brian Harvey and True Steps tonight. Radio. Coming up, part two of Who Wants to Be a Music Square. Also, more details about how you can get Madonna tickets from this show today. And Delirium with Sarah McLachlan coming up next after Carolyn with news at 3:30.
Ecstasy is more likely to kill women clubbers than men.
Radio 1, Newsbeat.
Women in their teens and early 20s are more likely to die from taking ecstasy than anyone else. A new study by British scientists has found that drinking too much water after taking the drug causes a dangerous drop in blood sodium levels in women, which can lead to bad side effects or even death. Professor Mary Forsley from King's College London wrote the report.
It's important to keep your water balance maintained, but don't overdo it. One of the young girls who was very, very sick after taking ecstasy actually had drunk 5 litres of water.
The Israeli government accused the Palestinian authorities of bombing a school bus, killing 2 people. It happened near a Jewish settlement in the Gaza Strip. At least 4 children are hurt, but the Palestinian spokesman Nabil Abu Ridni denies they're to blame.
We have nothing to do with what has happened, and we reject all kinds of violence, especially against the civilians. And President Arafat, he ordered a quick investigation.
800-meter runner Diane Madal is continuing her damages claim against the bankrupt British Athletics Federation. She was banned from the sport following a drugs test. The suspension was later overturned. The BAF has since been replaced by UK Athletics. Newsbeat's Naina Pamar-Cowan is at the High Court.
The suspension was eventually lifted on
appeal in 1997 after serious doubts were cast on the accuracy of the test in Lisbon in 1994. She claims the BAF falsely accused her of a doping offence and ruined the best years of her running career. She's seeking £1 million, half in punitive damages and the rest to cover her legal and medical expenses in challenging the ban.
A woman's appeared in court accused of threatening to kill Billy Piper. 32-year-old Juliet Peters from Canning Town in London was remanded in custody while psychiatric reports were carried out. Police are visiting sixth forms to warn girls they could be targeted by sex attackers this Christmas using the date rape drug Rohypnol. Pub and club owners are also being taught to spot drinks which have been spiked. The former Hearts boss Jim Jeffries has been chosen to take over at the Premiership's bottom side, Bradford City. He's signed for 2.5 years, becoming the fifth manager at Valley Parade in 7 years. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 4:30.
Have you got your Madonna tickets?
I haven't, no.
How many? Well, listen,
can I have one, please?
Yeah, I'll fix it if you want to win. Do you want to win?
I'd love to win.
All right, okay. Well, I'm going to help you out.
Thank you.
Okay, don't tell anybody, obviously, because I'll get told off.
Yeah.
But sometime after 4 o'clock, between 4 and 5:45.
It's my big moment.
Yeah. Is it? I'm sorry to hear that. We're going to play a clip of Madonna saying something.
Right.
Right. Now, I'm going to play the clip now. This doesn't mean you phone now. This is just so you know what to listen out for, Carolyn.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. So it will be Madonna saying...
I would like to be read poetry, actually.
Okay, got it?
Okay, that's the one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when you hear her say that, sometime after four... Bear in mind, it's not after four now. So if you hear it again before four, you don't phone. You see?
Okay.
Are you with me now?
Yes, I am.
You've got to talk about this to journalists. They're not that bright off the air. You know what I mean? All right, Carolyn.
I'm with you. I'm following every word you say.
All right, lovely. All right, thank you, Carolyn.
Bye.
Bye.
I would like to be read poetry.
Not now. Not now. After four. When you hear it again, after four, you can be going to see Madonna. Ooh. The story in the paper today that's
what?
Where's the sun? It's just the way it's worded in Dominic Moen's Bizarre column, right? It's about obviously the fact that one of the All Saints is going to be a mummy. Nicole. This is what it says. Without answering the question, just say yes or no. Does everybody in the studio know who Nicole Appleton is going out with?
Yes.
Does everybody know who impregnated her?
You think so.
Mum to be Nicole Appleton is moving in with Liam Gallagher.
No.
The baby's father?
No.
Give over.
Wow.
Is he really the baby's father? Well, divvies. Anyway, there you go.
Great.
Just send them a present. What do you send them? What do you send them? Send them some Chewits or something like that. Right, you ready then?
Yeah.
Welcome back. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Treacle.
Treacle?
All right, Princess, how are you?
So you're not doing yourself any favours.
Dock him a lifeline for that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, let's dock him that one.
Okay.
Right, you're 25 years old, from London.
That's it.
Whereabouts?
Up North London, Whetstone.
Where?
Whetstone.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Right, so you're going to play our top music quiz. Who wants to be in Music Square? You ready?
I am.
You okay? We left you on 1,000 points. Let's play. He's a cocky little git, isn't he? Give me some really hard questions, that'll shut him up. Are you right? You ready?
Yeah.
This is for 2,000 points.
Here we go.
Who is Marshall Mathers better known as? A. Snoop Doggy Dogg. B. Ice-T. C. Chuck Ice. Or D. M&M.
Oh, I know this. D. M&M.
Sure?
Final answer.
It's the right answer! Right, you ready for 4,000 points?
I am.
All right. From which UK city do Travis come from? Is it A, Liverpool, B, Belfast, C, Glasgow, or D, Swansea?
I think it's Glasgow, Chris.
Why do you say that?
because I believe there's a Scottish twang to their songs.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
Yeah, it's right. Yay! Put a bit of tension in with the sound effect.
Nice, wow. Yeah.
Thanks very much. Right. So you got 4,000 points, Matt.
Yep.
This is for 8,000 points.
Wow.
You like that?
Wow.
Which friend of Prince had a hit in 1997 with Closer Than Close? Was it A, Janet Jackson, B, Sheena Easton, C, Rosie Gaines, or D, Gabrielle?
C, Rosie Gaines.
You sure?
I'm sure, Chris.
Final answer, Treacle?
Final answer, Princess.
Pain in the ass, this guy. It's right answer! All right, this is for £16,000. You ready?
I'm ready. £1,000?
£16,000.
Just checking.
What a mistake to make it.
Do you have a lawyer? £16,000. It's all right, mate, because if I had said it, I'd have just given you a really rock hard. No, it's just for points, because what do points make?
Nothing.
Nothing on the angels, right. Who wrote the theme music for the Channel 4 programme The Priory? Is it A, Fatboy Slim, B, Mint Royale, C, Chemical Brothers, or D, Shanks and Bigfoot? Remember, you have all three lifelines, should you wish to play them.
I'd like to take a lifeline, please.
Right, you've got 50-50, you've got Ask the Studio Audience, and phone one of our mates.
I'll ask the Studio Audience, please.
Okay, Studio Audience then, which button's that? Right, Studio Audience.
You're rubbish on that.
Who wrote the theme music for Channel 4 programme The Priory? Is it A, Fatboy Slim, B, Mint Royale, C, Chemical Brothers, or D, Shanks and Bigfoot? Okay, fingers on keypads, go. I know you don't have keypads, but just write it down and show it to me.
All right, get some paper now.
That'll do. Okay. Okay, so here are the percentages.
Yep, hang on.
Made up by Will. Hang on, you press the preface. There you go, right. Percentages written down by Will when he passes them to me. It doesn't matter if they don't add up to 100. 45% say Mint Royale, 35% say Fatboy Slim, 15% Chemical Brothers, and 5% Shanks and Bigfoot. Notice they're all had 5 in there to make it easy for Will to add up. So the studio audience going 45% with Mint Royale. Of course, you don't have to take their answer. You can say one of your own. Take away two answers. You ready? Okay, so you're left with B, Mint Royale, and C, Chemical Brothers.
What two were left again? Could you repeat, Chris?
Mint Royale.
Yeah. I'll go for Mint Royale.
Hang on. Yes, my mate's just texted me the right answer.
Right.
What are you going to go with?
Mint Royale.
Final answer?
Final answer. Come on.
How confident are you?
Fair to middling.
Well done, Treacle! Alright, so you got 16,000 points.
Just checking.
This is the first 2,000 points. Big milestone, this. Ready? Are you ready?
Yeah, always ready.
Who had a 1994 hit with Shy Guy? Was it A, Diana King, B, CC Peniston, C, Gabrielle, or D, Lindy Layton?
Okay,
we've still got the phone of mate, but they have to be one of our mates because we know their numbers.
Okay, I'm tempted to plump towards Diana King, but I'll phone one of your friends.
Alright, who should we phone?
Phone your brother. Phone your brother or James or someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone with a good all-round pop knowledge.
Just phone the office.
Don't know the number.
Pop HQ.
Hello? Hello, Chris.
Hang on. Turn your radio off while I find the sound effects. Right, okay. Hello, James.
How are you?
Very good. I've got Matt with me. He's
hello,
doing
James.
Quite well.
Hello, I've been listening. What am I?
With your help, we can get him up to 32,000 points. You ready?
I'm ready.
Right, I'm going to have to read the question because I can guarantee Matt won't remember any of the options. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Who had a 1994 hit with Shy Guy? Was it A, Diana King, B, CC Peniston, C, Gabrielle, or D, Lindy Layton?
Well, do you know what, Chris? I think I've got to go for Diana King.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How sure are you? Sound confident?
I think it is.
Yeah. Why do you say that?
I just thought it's just a feeling. It's just a gut feeling.
So you have a feeling in your gut?
I've got a feeling.
Ooh. Well, there you go, Matt. That's what our friend James said at Pop HQ.
Okay. Thanks, James. I'm going to go for A, Diana King.
Final answer?
Final answer.
This is for 32,000 points, and it's a milestone. You say Diana King?
Yep.
It's the right answer! Yeah. Right, well done, mate. We're going to pause and play record because this is getting quite tedious.
Okay.
Right, stay on the line and we'll see you in a second.
All right.
Late night, Radio 1. Midnight Tuesday, The Rock Show. Marilyn Manson is coming to the UK. In January 2001, the band will be live on the Radio 1 Rock Show as part of the Guns, God and Government Tour. The tour kicks off in the US in October, and it's already being touted as the best Manson show ever.
The Rock Show.
For all the details, call the Radio 1 concert line on 08700 100 100. Marilyn Manson, live on the Radio 1 Rock Show.
Radio 1 after midnight. Midnight Tuesday, The Rock Show. Just listen.
Radio 1.
Pink and most girls at Radio 1. Alright, so we're 4 minutes to four, which means after 4 o'clock, between 4 and 5:45, if you hear Madonna say something to do with poetry, then get ready to call in for your chance to win Madonna tickets. 08700 100 100. Write it down, stick it in the phone, and then when you hear Madonna say something about poetry, 08700 100 100. If you get on the air, we'll give you a question. If you get the question right, get some tickets to go see Madonna.
Easy peasy. Nice.
Lemon squeezy. You ready then?
Yeah.
It's part three of Who Wants to Be a Music Square.
Nice.
Shut up, I pressed the wrong button, it doesn't matter, no one knows. Alright, Matt.
Alright, let's rock.
Very cool.
You're right, Chief.
It's amazing that he's got a girlfriend to be gone. How annoying is he?
You won't last.
You won't last 2 minutes on the real thing, won't you? Right, so you've got 32,000. The next question is for 64,000. You may as well have a look at it. You've got nothing to lose.
Yeah, yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Whereabouts in Wales are the Stereophonics from? Is it A, Cwmbran, B, Camamon, C, Cardiff, or D, Colwyn Bay?
Could you repeat the options, please, Chris?
Yes. Is it A? Yes. Is it A, Cwmbran, B, Camamon, C, Cardiff, or D, Colwyn Bay?
Any clues?
Yeah, it's B.
Okay, I'll go with B.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Is the right answer.
Get on with it.
Okay, sorry, here we go then. Right. This is for 125,000 points! You ready?
I'm ready.
Which rapper performed with Entrance on the 1995 hit Staying Alive? Was it A, Turbo B, B, Dr. Dre, C, Richard Blackwood, or D, Ricardo DeForce?
I'm torn between A and D.
What are you thinking?
Shut up.
I'm thinking it's not Turbo B. He was from Snap, I think.
Right.
Dr. Dre, American, too hardcore. Richard Blackwood, still in britches then. I'm going to go for D, Ricardo Del...
Ricardo DeForce?
Yeah.
Final answer?
Would you advise me to go for that?
I'm not... I can't help you anymore, my friend.
I'm going to go for, Ricardo Del Force.
Oh, sorry, is it me?
Yeah.
It's the right answer!
Get busy with a fever on the dance floor.
Yeah, Ricardo DeForce! All right, you got 125,000.
Wow.
This is for 250,000 points. You ready?
I'm ready.
The 1993 hit Informer was recorded by which artist? Is it A, Moby, B, MC Tunes, C, Snow, or D, Stacker Bow?
C, Snow.
Seem fairly confident?
I am confident, Chris.
Final answer?
Final answer, Chief.
If he calls me Chief one more time, I swear blind I'm going to kick him in the nuts. 250,000 points. It's the right answer! Oh, is he doing well? He's so exciting!
Nail-biting.
We might actually have a million... point winner
for the first time.
For the first time ever on this quiz, which is the first time we've ever played it. This is for 500,000 points. You ready?
I'm ready.
What was the title of Air's debut album? Any idea?
Ditto.
No.
Is it A, Moondance, B, Solarscape, C, Astral Pleasured, or D, Moon Safari?
I'm going to go for D, Moon Safari, Chris.
Why?
Because I know that's an album by them. I don't know if it's their first, but I recognise it.
Final answer?
No. yeah, final answer.
If you'd have said Moon Dance, it would have been the wrong answer. If you'd have said Solarscape, it would have been the wrong answer. If you'd have said Astral Pleasured, it would have been the wrong answer. You're right! You've got 500,000 points!
Who did that?
Guy called John.
Okay.
Normally, you're supposed to say how many points you would have lost, but you can't figure out 32 minus whatever, that's why you didn't do it.
Yeah, 400. That's what I just said, yeah. See? You're not stupid, you know, Dave. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
This is your...
1 million.
...point question. What were Blur originally known as? Do you have any idea?
No.
Is it A, Finley, B, Cooper, C, Harris, or D, Seymour?
Oh, this is a tricky one, isn't it? C, D feels right, as does A. Cooper and Harris, I'm going to discard.
All right. So you're leaving what?
Finley and Seymour.
What were Blur originally known as?
Finley.
Finley or Seymour. I'm going to throw in, right, some rubbish CDs off my desk. Anybody else wants to actually throw in any prizes?
Yeah, I've got a few bits in the cupboard.
Right, Dave.
I've got some beer mats, yeah.
Mel?
No. Alright, yeah, I'll give up five.
What about that bag that you keep on your desk with all the prizes that we've never given away that you're taking home when the bag's full?
That'd be nice. It's got Mills friends.
You really want to see them fingers. Alright, so what will Blur as you know now? You get a million points and some stuff from us because you've been fun.
A. Binley.
Final answer?
Final answer.
If you'd have said B. Cooper, you'd have been wrong. If you'd have said C. Harris, you'd have been wrong. You said A. Finley. For a million points and some CDs, it's the wrong answer. However, I'm going to give you the final answer again. What do you think it is?
I think it might be Seymour.
It's the right answer! Yeah! Wow! Listen, I'm the host, I make up the rules. Which means, my friend, that you've won a million points that actually come to Jack, but you will win some CDs off our desk.
That's brilliant.
The first ever winner of a million points.
Thank you very much.
Wow. How do you feel?
I feel alive.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You should watch the real Millionaire Game tonight on the telly and see if you could, you know, because you won on our show, see if you could make the contestants on the real show win with your telescopic
with
powers.
With a million points.
Hey?
A million points has more sway with girls. They love it.
Really?
Yeah.
I always thought it was a big, Oh, sorry, time's up. Well done, mate. Congratulations. Radio Sorry, it's B.I.G., My Money, My Problems. Well done to Matt, who won a million points. And what else did he win?
Stuff.
General guff, yeah.
Huh?
Just general guff from upstairs.
What, a fart?
No.
Actually wins a fart.
Tat from the desk.
Oh,
very nice prize. And we're thinking about playing it again tomorrow, because we like it.
Mm.
The only problem is working out what prizes we want to give away, and some poor sod on the show's got to write absolutely bucket load of questions.
Hello.
Yeah, that'll be you, Dave, as head writer on the show. Yeah. Sorry, mate.
Right,
your job. All right, don't forget between now and 5:45, at some point we're going to play a clip of Madonna saying something. When you hear it, phone Radio 1, get on the air, we ask you a question, if you get it right, you're going to see Madonna. Don't phone until you hear Madonna speak sometime in the next hour and three quarters. Like 'Nice Guy, Silly Hat. Badly Drawn Boy.
Mm.
Excellent track, Once Around the Block. I knew a girl like that.
Did you?
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
No further questions.
No. Sorry. Why do you get like that? Sorry. It's because after the next hour, my gags get weaker after 4 o'clock. That's the excuse.
They weren't good at 3 o'clock.
Why do you get like that? Why do you get not good at 3 o'clock? I was talking to my girlfriend the other day about, sorry, our last.
Mm.
Sorry. Got to call her by her real name. About stuff. And you know when you meet couples and they've got really nice stories about how they met? We don't, because we met in a pub. It's not, you know...
It's not romantic.
No, not really. But the weird thing is, yours isn't very romantic either.
Not really, no. We met in a nightclub in Birmingham. When you and me were doing a gig there.
Will, where did you meet your last?
At a hospital radio station.
Yeah, it's pathetic, isn't it?
Whiff of disinfectant struggled, yeah.
Melinda went on a date with his last before he'd even seen what she looked like. True?
Blind date.
Yeah. See, that's quite cool.
That's fairly romantic,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Mine met her in a pub. What did she do to sweep me off my feet? She bought me a lager. So, I mean, it's not the best. Well, it's not the most romantic. I mean, I would like flowers, something like that.
I mean, I would like it if she bought me more presents, you know, like a new car or something.
Well,
yeah, just, you know, just say some nice things about me for a change.
I would like flowers.
I would like a car.
I would like to be read poetry, actually.
Yes, it's team, money functions. This is breakfast.
How exciting is this? Madonna is playing Brixton Academy next Tuesday.
What is the full name of Madonna's daughter, Lourdes, and his father?
Carlos Leon.
You know, S Club 7 may say they've never had a dream come true.
Yes.
But we've made your dream come true this morning. Yay!
Oh my God, you're joking.
Well done, sir.
I've got to see Madonna, everyone!
So you're a big Madonna fan?
Oh, yow.
If you win, are you going to take your best mate, Philippa?
I certainly am, yes.
Okay,
hopefully.
Just relax, Erica. I'm going to play you a film clip. I need to know,
right,
from which movie does it come from?
I don't care if into that country in Europe where the natives say hello by sticking their tongues down your throat.
The next best thing?
You're going to see Madonna, baby!
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Sarah Cox.
Zombie Nation, Crafty Slice 4000.
BBC would like to announce that the next scene is not considered suitable for family viewing.
Chris Moyle, Comedy Dave, Melinda, and, Will, the real dream team.
Very useful indeed, having arms as long as...
Chris Moyle, on Radio 1.
It's all go today, isn't it? Bonkers. I won't go that far, but still, it's all go, definitely. Isn't it, Will?
All go.
You know what it is today?
What day is it?
No, I said, you know what it is today, not what day it is.
Alright, what is it today?
It's all go.
Oh.
It's all go. What is it today?
It's all go. What is it not?
Sunday.
Good.
What was I going to talk to you about? I don't know. What are we doing this week? Oh, Wednesday is very exciting.
Is it?
Yeah. Because Wednesday.
I think it's tomorrow, actually.
Is it tomorrow?
I think so.
You said it was Wednesday.
I know, I was wrong.
What a team. Hang on, did you book the guest?
Partially.
Harshly?
No, partially. I kind of oversaw the booking.
Well, who booked it?
Well, Mel, ultimately.
Well, is it Tuesday or is it Wednesday?
I think it's Tuesday.
When our guest is?
I think it's Tuesday.
Well, why were you saying last week it was Wednesday?
Well, things change.
Is this a little vague or what?
Well, it's a bit vague.
Is it tomorrow or is it Wednesday?
Well, I think it's tomorrow.
Well, go and ask Mel and find out.
Mel's very busy on the phone.
I don't care.
Phones are gone.
I'm on the air sounding like a moron for the first time ever in my radio career. What's it, Dave? So I need to know, is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
I'll find out
quick. Dave is coming on the show to promote his new Christmas single that could be number one for Christmas. So, because I've got building work I've got to be getting on with, so either I do a Mr. Jones' conservatory Tuesday and come on the show Wednesday, or I come on the show Tuesday and do a conservatory Wednesday. I need to sort things out, because I need a Sparky and a plumber, because I'm a builder, you see. So what is it? Will?
I'm checking it now for you, man.
You're sitting on your ass writing some note down.
I'm writing that to Dave. Trying to help you fill here a bit, man.
Oh, okay.
Tell the extra hour story from the weekend.
I think moving on the vague, we're not very good and we're a vague team.
Point out, by the way, Craig from Big Brother Live be on the show tomorrow or Wednesday.
Isn't it?
What story?
What does that mean? Tell the extra hour story from the weekend.
Right, you texted me at the weekend, didn't you?
Yeah.
Saying...
Well, that was just, you know, showing how vague you are.
No, we all are, because your friend...
My friend said, you know, are you on from 3 o'clock this week? And I said, I don't know. And he'd looked in the TV Times and none of us knew. I had to ring Will. He goes, actually, that's a good point. Right, so my mate in Birmingham knows more about this show than you do.
Quite true.
That's not very difficult, though, to be quite honest, is it?
No.
But the fact none of us knew about it...
Save me going upstairs. Can you ask Billy to call in and let us know?
Who's Billy?
The guy who's booking him.
What, Craig?
Yeah.
Billy's listening. Can you phone us and let us know what...
Or Matt.
What day... Who's Matt? When's he on the show?
He's on Thursday.
Who's Matt?
He's the guy who books Craig. But he's a bit more interesting than Craig, so I thought we'd have him on as well.
Were you drinking at lunchtime today or what? This is unbelievable. Right.
right, maybe tomorrow, maybe Wednesday, Craig from Big Brother, and maybe somebody called Billy, but I don't know.
Hello, my name is producer Will, and I'm dizzy.
No wonder that fat Australian pig got rid of you.
One slip.
What?
One slip in my whole career.
One slip in your whole career? You must be joking.
You're making us look like half-wits.
So, Wednesday we've got a very special guest. Oh, no, it's tomorrow. Is it? I don't know. Well, is it tomorrow or is it Wednesday?
I want to work with you.
But what? What's going on?
What's he been playing with me about?
Yeah, you said on the air that Mel booked the guest. Melinda booked it.
Yeah.
He says he had nothing to do with it. It was you.
Okay.
So put your hand up and apologise.
I'll apologise to anybody.
But you got it wrong, you were wrong, and you accused him of doing it.
Excuse me, we're all supposed to make your mistake.
Excuse me, my ass.
No one died.
What do you mean? Yeah, the link died. There's an ambulance being called now to lift the link off the floor and put it in the back of a truck.
Our reputation has gone down the pan.
We did a brilliant first hour for free, then we balls it up because of you.
Well, yeah, sorry, that's the way it goes.
Craig from Big Brother will be on the show when, Will?
Tuesday, tomorrow.
100% sure?
Tomorrow, 100%.
Final answer?
Oh, man, don't you. Radio
1. Right, Nelly and Country Grammar coming up. It's Caroline and Andrew with News of Sport at 4:30.
Electronic tags for kids who break the law.
In sport, Jeffrey's hopes to calm down Collymore.
Radio 1, Newsbeat.
Child offenders as young as 10 are going to be electronically tagged. The Home Secretary, Jack Straw, has just announced that around 1,200 10 to 15-year-olds are to be constantly monitored in England and Wales. But Chris Stanley from NACRO doesn't think that the tags will put them off.
Young people wearing these tags can see as a status symbol, something to be proud of in front of their mates. That's a problem because, of course, they then play the criminal and start, as it were, acting as a criminal. It labels them as criminal.
Israeli helicopter gunships have launched a wave of airstrikes on Palestinian targets in the Gaza Strip. It follows this morning's bomb attack on a school bus carrying Jewish children and teachers. Scientists have found that teenage girls are far more likely to die after taking ecstasy than boys. Researchers at King's College in London say the amount of sodium in their blood drops to dangerous levels when they drink too much water. These clubs reckon people should be more aware of the dangers.
There should be some health warning in clubs, I suppose. I mean, that's the only way to go about resolving the issue.
I don't think you can sort of warn anymore. It's one of those things, that it's drugs, it's up to the individual.
The government's chosen its preferred bidder to take over the Millennium Dome when it closes at the end of the year. Legacy wants to turn the site into a high-tech business park. The Florida Supreme Court is preparing to decide whether hand recount should be included in the final result of the US presidential election. The Democrats say yes, Republicans want them to be ignored. A French court has ordered that the internet giant Yahoo to ban French users from sites selling Nazi memorabilia. It could lead to similar cases around the world. Three bungling thieves have been arrested after running out of petrol and getting a puncture as they tried to get away. The teenagers from Sheppey in Kent were caught at a garage trying to siphon petrol.
Jim Jefferies has today been confirmed as the new manager of Premiership strugglers Bradford City. The former Hearts boss is faced with the task of saving a side 3 points adrift at the bottom of the table, and he knows that to do so he's going to have to get Stan Collymore making the headlines on the pitch.
I don't think anybody can doubt that when he's playing at the top of his ability, he's a handful for any team. Part of my job is not just for Stan, it's for every player at the club, is to get the best out of them and get them playing and get them fighting for the club.
There's also a change at second division Brentford. Ron Nodes has decided to step down as manager, but he'll carry on as chairman. Manchester City are waiting to find out if they'll face punishment after their fans threw coins at David Beckham during the derby. The FA say they're waiting for the referee's report before deciding what action to take. And tonight in the FA Carling Premiership, it's Coventry against Ipswich. And there's another injury worry for English cricket. Dominic Cork is still suffering from a back injury and may be forced off the tour of Pakistan. Captain Nasser Hussain has been told his injured wrist needs further rest. I'm Andrew Cotter.
The weather, showers tonight on the coast. The rest of the UK should be dry overnight. And tomorrow, heavy showers in Scotland and northeast England are dry and bright everywhere else. We'll update the news and the sport at 5.
Lovely to hear your voice again, Carol.
It's lovely to hear yours too.
Can't say the same for you, Andrew, though, unfortunately.
Nice.
You alright, Andrew?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What have you been up to over the weekend? Anything?
Dramatic, yeah. Yeah, spoiled a robbery.
Really?
We were driving past this news agent, me and my friends, and we saw these two teenage girls running out the news agent. They just grabbed something off the counter and they ran out, and the shopkeeper was running after them. So I said, yeah, let's get them.
like that. So, as in a car, and we pulled into the inside lane and went round the corner, saw them getting into this car. So we screeched in front of them, because I was taken by the Sweeney at this point, and I just thought, my friend jumped out and said, "Hey, give it up," like that, something like that. And yeah, that was it, really. And they were actually stealing a packet of cigarettes, but they had a getaway car for a packet of cigarettes.
For a packet of ciggies?
Yeah.
That is great, mate.
Yeah, that's what I did on the weekend.
Wow. Andrew, you've gone up in my estimation. You really have. Andrew Carter! Andrew Carter! Crime fighter and saviour of cities! Target reference. Carolyn, I bet your weekend's crap by comparison to what they're asking. Radio 1, 97, 99 FM. Radio 1. Actually, Chris, that's what you're wrong. I did it with Elvis.